Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. We are here for the next 3 hours. We have a bonus hour this weekend, and we are going to use it. So if you have any questions about your home, about your credit, about your foundation, about your concrete, about your energy, about repairing or replacing anything in your home, you want to buy a home, you want to sell a home, you want to enhance your credit, you want a mortgage, whatever you need, we're here for the next 3 hours. But first, we start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
The Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are here to help you for the next 3 hours. So do me a favor, if you have any friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors that are interested in a laid-back, what I consider laid-back, some people might not consider us laid-back, Joe.
I don't think it's laid-back. It's more fun than laid-back.
It's more fun. It's a more fun laid. It's a different interpretation of laid-back, but it's a fun. It's a very fun, entertaining, and informational radio show that if we can't help you, there's somebody out there that we can help. So please tell your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors to give us a listen. You could go on to your smart speaker and say, hey, Siri, hey, Alexa, hey, whatever you got, turn on WGN Radio and it'll come right to us. Let's go around the horn. Roy Spencer, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, David. How are you doing?
Good. You've been busy.
Very busy.
This rain has keeping you and your tribe. You call your team a tribe because it's like a family over there. Extremely busy. Have you seen this amount of rain ever in a season in Chicago? Is this approaching one of the rainiest seasons?
It's approached it and passed that. You know,
we have
41 years. We've never been this busy. So you know, I don't know if it's the amount of rain or just because our company has grown or the combination. But nevertheless, we've just never been this busy before.
I think it's the show.
That must be it.
It must be the show.
I think it's all the hard work you did to get to where you are.
Yeah, you busted your rear end for 4 years.
Okay, we'll go with that, too. I like that.
No. So, what are you going to be talking about later today?
We're going to talk about structural. So, in addition to, you know, basement waterproofing, we do structural repair. And fall is actually the big season for structural. And this one is poised to be a huge season because we had that really long extended dry period, if you remember, we just went through prior to this rain. So as the soil dries out and then gets wet again, foundations start to move and they crack, and people are going to see a lot of structural problems.
And I've got a great story for our listeners about a young man whose father referred his son to us to buy his first home, and there were cracks in the basement, and we needed some certification in order to make sure that the cracks were sealed. So I called PermaSeal up, and I'll share that story. You're going to be up after the break. I'll share that story with our listeners. It's a great story because you saved them about $50,000 worth of structural work that a lot of people wouldn't have done before you even bought the home. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Next to you is Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son, third generation.
Yes, that's me.
You guys been busy?
We have been extremely busy this summer.
And you are now going into how cold can you, what's the temperature where you stop pouring outside?
We like to stay above 32 degrees.
32 degrees. And how long in the colder weather, is it a shorter period of time in the colder weather, in the colder weather to cure than it is in the hotter weather, or does it matter?
Well, fall is the best time for pouring concrete because the warm days and the cool nights allow for the concrete to cure slower and create a stronger cure.
So now's the time to do all your concrete work.
Absolutely.
If our listeners want to reach you and your team, and you have the 10% special as well this weekend?
Yes, we are offering 10% off the price of your project to any listener that calls now between now and midnight at 708-863-5735 to schedule your estimate, and I will personally come and do your estimate. So give us a call.
And next to you is energy doctor Ed
Prembushevsky.
I got that, Ed. I saved it.
Holy smokes.
You buy a vowel with this guy's last name, you get your 250s worth.
Prembushevsky.
You buy, you got a couple of E's, a couple of I's in there. It's a nice Irish name, Joe. You know,
my Polish grandma used to buy those at the bakery.
The Prembushevskys? Custard filled or?
Custard filled or jelly. They had jelly Prembushevsky.
Prembushevsky.
So I, it took me literally, as our listeners could imagine, about a year and a half to get Ed's name right.
No, you never did.
So I just, I'm like, Eddie, how do you pronounce your last name?
Prembushevsky.
And I had him put it on the board, so now every time Ed comes in, I don't upset any of his family members.
Prembushevsky.
What are you going to be discussing? You are an energy doctor.
Energy doctor, correct. Going to be talking about home energy assessments. So we're encouraging all ComEd residential customers to take advantage of our home energy assessments. We're also offering virtual assessments for those customers that may not be comfortable having somebody entering their home under these conditions. So it's getting more and more demanding. The customers are more interested in it because more are working from home now. Their utility bills are higher. You know, there's more load in the home. So they're looking for stuff. What can they do to reduce their monthly bills? So we're here to help.
And the cost of that is?
Zero.
Right. So for everybody, all of our listeners out there that pay ComEd a monthly fee for their electric, it is a free assessment that I had on my home. And it was eye-opening. The amount of wasted energy and what you found in my home personally. And when I go into the new home, whenever it gets done, you know, sometime this decade, I'm going to have you guys out. Even though it's a new home, I want you to point out all of the different types of techniques and right. the different types mm-hmm. of products that we could put into the new home that will help me save energy because it's a little bigger home than the one I sold with Amy's help. Amy Kite and Dave Schluter helped me. So, and also you do commercial assessments as well. I know you're here to talk about residential, but you also do commercial, and a lot of our listeners own companies and run plants. I run our office in Northbrook, 2,500 square foot office, had your team out there, replaced all of the electrical outlets, and our payback was like 6-7 months.
Correct. Yeah, for your example, David, that's part of our small business program. There's a closed network of service providers that'll actually come in. They'll do the assessment, they'll give you the proposal, and they'll do the installation too, all turnkey. So there's nothing you have to worry about. For larger customers, and the breakdown there is 100 kW peak load. You can see that on your bill. If you're greater than 100 kW, then we send an energy engineer out to your home. They do the assessment, and then you can choose whatever contractor you want or do it self-install.
If our listeners want more information about the services that ComEd provide for the home and their office or their plant, what number or what website should they call?
ComEd.com/ways to save. Or 855-433-2700.
And next to you on our Facebook feed, we have green screens in here now. So if you're looking
at... It's kind of spooky. I don't know what you're putting behind me.
No, it'll be in post-production. Erica's,
Permaseal.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, it's Permaseal sponsored Permaseal green screen. Logo. So it's going to be Permaseal behind everything. So we're going to be... if you're tuning in on Facebook and wondering what the heck and you know the green sheets are up, Erica, our production guru, is going to be doing video clips.
Oh, now it's just
clips.
Green?
Yeah, it's just green now.
Oh, that's brilliant. Here, can I say one thing? Ed, Dave is planning to build that house. Your engineers can help him in the planning stages as well, right?
We have new construction programs, correct.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good idea. And I hit the wrong button. I meant to hit this button. Sorry. I'm like, when did they put the Sam Kinison screen?
I've got Permaseal behind me, and then you're screaming.
No, I apologize. I'm sorry. That's the button. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We've got call. Roy, I would throw it over to you after the break, but we literally have four callers. So let's get to the callers. And then we'll just push everybody back 15 minutes. Drop it, Sammy. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That would be WGN Radio here in Chicago and all over the world on the internet. You can go to WGNDavid.com to download podcasts or previous shows, get all of the experts' contact information, and also listen online. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. We have Rudy. We have Julie, Howard, and Mike. We will get to all of the callers and all of the texters after these messages. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody on the old sublock was dancing to the jailhouse.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. We would have gone to Roy Spencer after this break, but we literally have four phone... Rudy, you okay?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, you having breathing challenges? You want us to call the fire department out there in Willow Springs? You okay?
No, I'm good.
All right, good. So we typically would have thrown it to Roy, but literally four people blew up our phones leading into Roy's segment, and we always want to take care of our callers. So, Rudy, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Pretty good. Hey, in-laws have an 80-acre little ranch out in Colorado. Going to retire in 3 years. Want to build a new home. They offered to let us build on their property. When I probably have to float maybe 40% of the new construction price of the new home,
okay,
will the bank require me to have that land in my name, or it could stay in the in-laws' name?
If the in-laws, yeah, that's a good question. You got it. Most likely, it's going to have to be in your name. Are you getting a construction loan? Are you getting a construction loan?
I'm going to have to do something. I don't know. You're the expert. What's the procedure? I know you said you're building a house.
I already built the house. I got a construction loan. So okay. How much? Here, hang on 1 second. Out in Colorado, can they add you to the deed of the property? It's that simple. I mean, if they add you to the deed of the property, you own the land.
Okay.
All right, so you just do
that out. I'll have to check that out.
Right. Is there a mortgage on the property?
No.
No mortgage on the property. And how much money do you need to build on the property in Colorado?
Probably maybe $250, $300.
And what do you owe here in Western Springs? How much do you owe?
Willow Springs? $100.
And what's it worth?
$150.
$200. Okay, so you own $150. Okay, so there's not a lot of equity. So you're going to need some type of construction financing out in Colorado, right? And we could help you. I can introduce you to somebody that does that, okay?
The wife has a home also in Colorado, which will probably have at least $150 to $200 in equity when we sell it to build a new house.
All right, well, there's a couple of plans here. We are licensed in Colorado. I completely forgot. We could help you with that construction loan, number one, or we could do a line of credit, help you secure a line of credit against your properties. First, Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank is our go-to connection. I don't know if they're licensed in Colorado. If not, I have another contact for you. Take out a line of credit against your properties. Use that as leverage to start building your other house. I just had that conversation with two friends of mine earlier today to do the same type of transaction. So you're self-financing that job if you have enough equity in your homes with the line of credit. If not, I'll help you with a construction loan on that property. But your name will have to be on the deed. Okay?
Okay. And when you do this construction loan, do I dish out the money or does it go to the contractor?
The lender will dish out the money will disperse the money. That's the proper term. Will disperse the money to the contractor. Based upon inspections that are done during the build. Joe, you've been through there many a time.
Yes. Right. So they just hold it in escrow, and then you have to complete it and
show receipts. And
What is it called? A draw.
Yeah, you're taking a draw. So on my build, my builder sent in a attestation to the builder stating, we did all this work, it cost us this much money, here are the receipts. And then the construction loan lender, in my case, it's Huntington Bank, cut a check to my builder, and that's how it's done. Okay? Okay.
So if I had, say, $150 of my own pocket money and $150 from the bank, which money goes out first, mine or theirs?
Well, I would send out your money first because your money is probably earning you less than 1% in the bank. So why pay interest on like 3-4% money when you're not earning anything on your money? Right? So I would invest my money first and then borrow from the bank last. Unless you need that money for something in the future, then use the construction loan and use that as leverage and fill in the rest with your money. Or you could do both at the same time.
And when the construction loan is completed, the home is completed, do we have to do something else with the balance of the money?
We have
a different type of loan?
We have it's called construction to perm, which means that your construction loan turns into a permanent loan. And if rates keep dropping like they've been dropping, then you look to refinance out of the construction loan. It's a regular refinance. That's what I'm going to be doing. I thought I had a great loan when I took out the loan 2 years ago. And when I did take it out 2 years ago, it was a great loan. There's a lot better rates today than I took it out 2 years ago. So I'm going to be refinancing my construction loan, which I already started doing, when the project's done by the end of the year, allegedly, from the builder. Sometimes this decade.
Is the construction loan higher interest to begin with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Typically it is. But again, mine's higher because I took it out 2 years ago. Does that make sense, Rudy?
Yeah, it sure does. And for the construction mega pros, need to build a pole barn. What's the like square footage for concrete for a pole barn? About
square foot
per foot
for the
ballpark.
Concrete itself? I am going to turn that over to Sarah Andreas.
Right. Everybody Alrighty. Wants to know a square footage price, but I'm going to tell you why we can't do that. We need to see the job site, the location, and then we'd be able to determine a fair price for your pole barn. So why don't you...
But it's about the grade, the location, how you're going to get...
Yeah,
yeah, well, it's all flat land and it's sand.
But is it easy access? But it's access. Right. It's access and all that stuff, Rudy. So I'll tell you what. We're going to put you on hold, okay? And
but from a picture, you might be able to give...
Yeah, if you want to send us a picture to the call and text line.
But obviously, you're not going to do the job. It's in Colorado. I just wanted a ballpark figure.
Right. And we can give you that ballpark figure so you have a little bit of a comparison to bring out to Colorado.
Yeah, to make sure you're not getting japed out there. That's J-A-P.
They don't do that to you in Colorado, do
Right,
they?
Not at all. Yeah, do they, Roy? Yeah, Roy doesn't know anything about that. All right, hang on, Rudy.
The market is on fire out there in Colorado. They're building in Colorado Springs. It's on fire.
Okay. Okay.
Careful out there.
Rudy, we got to take... Hang on, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Well, so much for getting to the other four callers. So we're going to... Okay, everybody stay on hold. Rudy had a lot of questions, and we took care of Rudy. We're going to take care of Julie, Howard, Mike, and Gail, as well as get to... we have Maria Pappas calling in, the treasurer, special late last-minute entry.
She's on fire still.
She's from the last time she was on. All right, we got to get out of here. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call at the text line. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back in 30 messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Breaking news from Byron Andreas, your father, Sarah. He wanted to buzz in and tell Rudy this information.
Yes. So, Rudy, for your pole barn in Colorado, my dad thinks it'd be about $6 to $8 per square foot.
And just to let you know, there were like 7 or 8 text messages sent, Rudy. So we've got that. Are we good, Byron? Byron, good? All right, Byron. 2 thumbs up from Byron. Julie in Chicago.
Good luck with that, Rudy.
How are you? How are you, Julie?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I'm having an awful time trying to find someone. I live on the northwest side of Chicago, and I have a chain link fence. I don't know how much longer I'll be here, and so I just wanted to have it painted or just the section that is rusty, have that part replaced. And I don't know where to go to find that out.
So, Julie, the truth of it is I used to paint these when I was a kid back in Elmwood Park. And I used to use Rust-Oleum and with a thick nap roller. I don't think there's any problem with a painter painting them.
Just any paint? Oh, I'd have to find a paint. Right,
sure,
I'd have to find a painter who would do that. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know, MegaPros does have a painter. Are you saying you just want to paint one section of it?
Yeah, it's the back section, and I've got two gates, one on either side of the house, and on the one side of the house, it's rusted. The other one looks like... It looks a newer chain link fence than the one that I'm talking about that is rusted.
Okay, Julie. MegaPros, we do have a handyman service, and it sounds small enough that it would fit into that type of work.
All right.
Okay. And how do I get in touch with you?
David, could you hit it?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. This is are you ready? Are you ready, Julie? Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
858-8989. So it's 847.
No, but megapros.com will take you right to our website, and you could submit an inquiry.
All right, Judy?
Okay, Julie. Fine. Thank you very much for taking my call.
All right, Julie, hang on. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. 312-981-7200. Howard, Mount Prospect, concrete question. How can we help you? Thanks for hanging on for 20 minutes.
Thank you for taking the call. I have a bi-level or split-level house in Mount Prospect, and the back door has, of course, the small stairwell that goes from the drain at the base up 5 treads and then to the surface. And the side has cracked big enough to put my finger in it, and I think it's all the way through. Is this something that the concrete people, Sarah's people would do, or is this something that PermaSeal might look at?
Sarah and Roy, and no fingers and cracks jokes. Go ahead, Sarah. Well,
yes.
Okay.
So let me understand this. This is like a stairwell, and you're talking about the concrete walls on the side leading up the stairs?
That's correct, Sarah.
Yeah, definitely. My suggestion would be to tear all of that out, including the stairs, and replace it. That would be my suggestion. Roy, do you have any?
Well, is the wall, is that appear to be bowed or caving in at all, or is it still fairly... level and vertical?
There's a little bit of crumbling at the top. I'm going to say it's 9 inches wide, 10 inches wide on one half, and then that's where the crack originates, okay? Goes from top all the way down to the surface.
Well, if everything else is in good shape, I would recommend, my recommendation would be, of course, repair the crack. And if you're happy with everything else and the rest of the concrete's in good shape, you know, obviously, you know, to make it new, you replace it with new. But we have ways of permanently repairing cracks and stabilizing that. So you can get both estimates you want and stuff. But most time, unless the wall is too far gone and it's bowed and cave in, we'd be the first to tell you to replace it. But if it's still in pretty good shape, we should be able to just repair the crack.
It was poured in 1959 and, you know, completed in 1960, let's say, and except for this one crack, that's it. Yeah. You know,
well, why don't you give us a call at the office and we can come out and give you a free estimate on it. And if it's, like I say, if it's too far gone, we'll refer you back to Andreas and they can come out and replace the wall for you. But why don't you have a look and we'll give you a free estimate and see what it costs to repair the crack, okay?
All right, Howard, thanks for calling. Ruck, pick them up and send them some Mr. Floor cleaning products. We're going to go next to Mike, and we got Maria Pappas coming up. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, good, David. How are you?
Good, buddy. Thanks for hanging on for so long. You've been on for over 20 minutes. I appreciate you being so patient.
No problem. I appreciate it. Hey, we closed on a house on Thursday thanks to your team helping out with the mortgage.
Nice.
Well, thank you. That's
so
very
I wanted
nice.
To say thank you.
Very good job
they did. Are you enjoying the coffee that I sent to your office?
Oh, this is the coffee guy. This
nice.
Is you,
the coffee guy.
Jen Gwenda. So did a phenomenal job. So thank you for that. I owe you a callback, but you sent me that coffee in the middle of my move, and it was a little hectic. So I've got your coffee on my desk, and I promise we will have a sandwich in the next couple weeks. So, but you've got a question about a bathroom for Joe.
Yeah, so before we move in, we're thinking we want to remodel the master bathroom. It's just not very masterful. The house itself is 70 years old, but an addition was done and a complete remodel on the house 10 years ago. The homeowners did an excellent job keeping every receipt and every booklet of everything they ever did. I've got a complete architectural floor plan of the existing house, the way it sits. And I've got ideas on changes, but I'm not an architect. I don't know what can be done, what can't be done.
Sure.
I don't know where to start.
Well, we'd be glad to help you right at that point. We don't charge anything for the visit. We would come out and just get your ideas, and we can give you budget numbers. For instance, when you get into changing the plumbing locations, that kind of thing, we could tell you, you know, that's going to cost $1,800 to move that toilet. Then it's in your court if it's that important to you. But we'd be glad to help you, Mike. And you're in Lake and the Hills, is that correct?
Lake and the Hills is where we're moving to. They have both a lake and hills there.
Okay. Our office is actually in Algonquin, so we're right there.
Oh, my gosh. Excellent.
I could have my guys. Yeah, I could have like 20 guys at your house in the next 15 minutes.
I'm sure that's what he's really looking forward to. Perfect. All right, Mike, so hang out.
We're not there yet, but we appreciate it.
We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products of your choice, and we'll get your information.
Thank you.
Joel, follow up after the show, okay?
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Oops, sorry about that. 312-981. Thank you for the business. 312-981-7200. One more call before Maria Pappas, because these callers, our listeners, have been holding on for over 20 minutes, so I'm sure Maria Pappas understands about customer service. Gail in Chicago, how can we help you?
Hi. A question about a combination get with equity loan and a FHA 203K for construction. Can those two be combined?
Okay, so a gift of equity means you're buying a home from a family member?
No, my son is going to be buying my home. And what I was thinking of doing is giving them a credit back for construction. But then I heard you talk about this gift of equity.
Yeah.
And then I heard about the FHA 203K.
Correct. Okay.
For construction.
Right. So, how much work needs to be done in the home that your son is going to be buying from you that you're going to give him a gift of equity?
Well, he thinks he may want to add a second floor.
Oh, a big job. Okay. So a lot of work.
So
here's the deal. Number one, we have to analyze your son's credit. Number two, we have to look at the scope of the work that needs to be done. And number three, if he's within FHA loan limits, a 203K loan is definitely an option. Fannie Mae also has, and Freddie Mac also have, construction loan products that might be an option. So we could figure all of this out, what's best for your son to buy your home and put a second floor on it. Joe, a second floor is about how much? It could be 50 to 150 to 300,000, right? Depending on how crazy people get.
Absolutely. Or $6 to $8 a square foot.
Or $6 to $8 a square foot. If you're just going to go with concrete,
no,
it's about $6 to $8 a square
foot. No joking. If you're talking a second floor, you're bumping 80 out of the box.
Yeah, right out of the box. Yeah. So Gail, you have a lot of great questions. It's tough for me to give you a solid answer without having more information.
But wait a second. The gift of equity thing?
The gift of equity, I was just going to get to that. Right. So if your home is worth, I'm doing one right now for one of our listeners. The home is worth $400,000. He said the father's is selling to the son. He only needed 300 out. He's like, I'm going to sell it to him for 300. I'm like, well, that's a huge mistake. So he's selling it to him for four. He's going to give him a gift of equity, which is the equity of his home that it's worth as the down payment. The son's going to go in with a 75% loan to value, get a much lower rate. And now he walks into a $400,000 home with a $300,000 loan.
Gotcha.
That's the gift of equity. So whatever equity you have in your home, Gail, you could give it to your son as the down payment and to cover closing costs. How much is your home worth?
Live in Saugonash, it's probably at least $450,000. The home is paid off.
Okay, so how much do you want to walk away from the home with?
$250,000.
Okay, so you're going to sell your son a home for $450,000, and then he's going to take out a $250,000 mortgage. That's it. Okay, you're going to give him a $200,000 gift of equity. In that case, your son would. In that case, now that I know what we're talking about, your son would then go to Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank and take out a line of credit in order to do the work instead of doing a construction loan. That's why I needed more information off the air, okay? So okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to take your information. I promise we'll call you after the show, walk you through a little more detail. We're going to take a quick break because Maria Pappas is coming up, and she's been holding for a very long period of time, and you never want to let the you never want to let the treasurer of a county that you're building a house in on hold and upset her.
Oh, I see
you. Yes. So I have to hit a quick break here, and then we're going to come back, talk to Maria, but we're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning, hardwood floor cleaning products, or whatever cleaning product you like from Mr. Floor. They're all natural. And then we're going to take a quick break here. Thank you for calling, Gail. I'm going to take a quick break here, Sammy. Come back with Maria Pappas. Then we're going to go to the 11 o'clock hour and start the show with Roy Spencer talking about structural challenges. 312-981. This is what happens when
He's been waiting patiently.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Just sits there with a smile.
I know. And I'm getting text messages from his wife. When is Roy going on? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. And my wife and kids just texted me. They're listening. So I love my wife. I love my kids. And I really love my wife. I just want to stress to everybody much I love my wife.
And I love mine, too.
I know. And everybody who has a wife, they love them, too. But Elise Ruth Hochberg is the greatest woman in the world. 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line. We'll pay some bills. Be right back. WGN. 312-981-7200. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Hit it, Sammy.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
We're going to turn it over to it's now become the Maria Pappas Show. The treasurer of the county of Cook. I just wanted to have a proper entry for
salutation
you.
Salutation for me, yeah?
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1,
okay,
go, Maria.
Let's cut it here. Let's do it quickly. Get to cookcountytreasurer.com, cookcountytreasurer.com. A million people came last month. A million people came the month before. Here's why. We know that there have been over $51 million worth of refinancing payments approximately 13,000 people refinanced. And when the refinancing was done, third-party payers tried to double pay on people's taxes, and we've got a program set up in the office to stop it, but we may not have caught everything, so you've got to get to cookcountytreasurer.com, put in your address. Do not put in north, south, east, or west. You're going to scroll down, and it's going to tell you if there's an overpayment on your PIN. If there is, you punch, apply here. Don't come to the county. Don't take a bus. Don't take a train. Do not come down there. You get there. They ask you 8 questions. They take your temperature. It's disgusting. Just online punch. Apply here. We will send you back the money within 4 to 6 weeks. Additionally, scroll down just a little bit more, and you're going to find out, going back 4 years, whether or not you got your homeowner's senior and senior freeze. If you didn't get your homeowner's for 4 years, it's worth $2,000. If you didn't get your senior 65 and over for 4 years, that's another $2,000. And if you didn't get your senior freeze, 4 years, 65 and over, making under $65,000, it's another $2,000. We're sitting on $38 million there. And overpayments, if you go back up to the top of the screen, it will tell you what year and whether or not you're one of the people who's owed $79 million. Lastly, because you're in a hurry, taxes were due August 3rd. If you didn't pay, and there's 1.3 billion people who did not pay, you can pay up until October 1st and October 1st with no penalty. There and after, it kicks in a point and a half in a month. Get to cookcountytreasurer.com. If you don't speak English really, really well, the website's up in 126 languages. You can call our phone system, 312-443-5100. If you don't have a computer, the phone system will speak to you in English, Spanish, and Polish. You're the best.
No, don't wait. Maria, don't go anywhere. Hold on. We're gonna have to 5750 or something. We got to get out. So I got a question for you, and I want our listeners to understand what Maria just said is important, because I have a high school friend of mine that lives in Lake County that I refinanced in July. Okay, in June. Okay, mm-hmm. it was May going into June, and taxes were due in June and August in Lake County. And he called up his servicer, Wells Fargo. I'm not ripping Wells. It happens to thousands of people.
Right, all the time.
Okay, it happens all the time. I said, Rick, call up Wells. Tell them that we're refinancing not to pay your taxes. No problem. He calls up Wells, talks to a service representative. No problem, Mr. McGillicuddy. We're not going to pay your taxes because he closed his loan. We pay his taxes. He's waiting for the check to come back from Wells. Human error. Taxes get double paid. I'm like, great, here we go. Okay, so now I've got to go to the title company, get a copy of the check to show that they paid it. He gets a copy of the wire transmittal from Wells Fargo to show that they paid it. It's been almost 16 weeks now, and we're still waiting for the money to come back. And I will tell you what Maria Pappas is doing in Cook County is an absolute game changer, because this happens all the time. And we won't run into this challenge, Maria, until February when the taxes are due again. Okay, and I do anticipate rates to be low, and I do anticipate this to be a challenge again in February and again next August, because I don't think rates are going anywhere. And I think what you're doing at the county level for the fine residents of Cook County, refunding this money back, because I am telling you, my buddy, high school buddy Rick, who I'm getting ready to refinance, that's how long that we've been waiting. He's been in the current loan for almost 4 or 5 months that we've been waiting for the money, is still waiting for the money from Lake County. So Lake County, would you get off your ass?
We're back in 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
We had 258 people, 6 offices. We're down to 1 office, 60 people, and 1 million hits a month on the website, because you don't have to come in. You don't even have to call me. You can do this online. We set up a deal with Salesforce, and this is all done electronically. We stopped these $51 million in overpayments electronically. We can tell you exactly who doesn't have an exemption electronically and who's on the tax sale list. You can go to my website right now and find out, going back 20 years, what happened to your property. And you should visit it. You should visit it. And you know what's really good about my program? Anybody at all can check anybody's address at all. So if you've got like a 90-year-old mother, you can check it for her if you're in Germany.
All right,
and
great.
If you don't speak English, you can check it in German.
Joe, perfect for you. 312-981-7200.
I'm just saying. Germany, and I almost speak English.
You know, sometimes we all have trouble. 312, Maria Pappas, you're awesome. You're welcome back here at any time, and we'll continue to update the opening when you come on. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to call into the show and sharing this wonderful information and important information with our listeners. 312-981-7200. We've got to take a quick break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to be back with Roy Spencer after these messages.
Come around and nothing can break.
In the 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Welcome back for the second hour. We're going to 1 o'clock today. 312-981-7200. My daughter Lindsay is waiting to go into the orthodontist, and she wants me to give her a shout-out. So that's your shout-out, Lindsay. Stop texting me. 312-9. I'm trying to host a radio show. We've got Roy Spencer. Let's go around the horn. Roy, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team and your tribe, how do they do that?
800-421-SEAL.
Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas, and son, third generation in the business. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team for the 10% off discount, if they call this weekend, how do they reach out to you?
They can give us a call at 708-863-5735.
Ed Krembluszewski. How'd I do, Ed?
Very good.
Was it almost as good as you? Was it almost
Krembluszewski?
Krembluszewski. If our listeners want to reach out to the fine people of ComEd, how do they do? How do they reach out to you guys?
So ComEd.com/ways to save or 855-433-2700.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Dave, you could just send me a picture right here, though.
8989.
You know what I'm saying? Just, you can call me right now or send me a picture right here.
At 312-981-7200.
Yes, I think it makes more sense.
And we have a picture of the concrete work that the our listener did earlier about stones at the end that we're going to get to later in the show. But we have Andreas from Hammond with a question for Roy. How are you, Andreas?
I'm doing good. Kind of concerned about my house. My parents bought it in 1970, so they've been living there. They recently passed away. And I did some remodeling in the basement. I actually did the bathroom and couldn't finish it because my mom said the stuff that I was doing, you know, the sanding and all that was going to choke her to death, so I stopped. Now, there's paneling on the walls. When it rained really heavy in the past, this past year, it flooded. Not much. I'd say maybe about 18 inches of water in a certain spot because the basement floor pitches towards this drain that doesn't work anymore.
Hey, Andreas?
And,
yes. How do you pronounce your name?
Andres.
Would 17 inches be enough water? I mean, what, you know, 1 inch of water is too much for me.
18 inches is a lot.
Yeah, Andres. I mean, you've got a small pond in there. I mean, we could put some koi fish down there. So what?
it wasn't that much, but okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I vacuumed it up with a shop vac, so it wasn't that much. But what I did is I put dry lock on one wall. And I had to stop because my mom says, you know, the fumes were killing her. So they're both gone now. The basement, like
you
I
didn't
said,
kill them, did you?
Well, hang on. Who's gone?
Both of my parents. They're both deceased.
Okay, got it. So
now I'm ready to start tearing into the house. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, right. Okay.
Now I was told if I put gutters up that would prevent that from seeping into the house because it has no gutters right now. You know,
right.
And another question I have is that my floor above, it's a solid oak floor, you know, with the, but it is pitching towards where the joist is at.
Okay, Andres, are your walls, are they cinder block, concrete
yes,
block?
Yes, they are cinder block.
Okay.
They're cinder block.
All right. So, well, a couple things. First of all, the gutters will not solve your problem, okay? You could put gutters, downspouts, all you want. When the ground is saturated, your walls are going to leak regardless. So don't spend a lot of money in gutters. That's not going to solve your problem. Secondly, dry lock, any kind of waterproof paint will not solve your problem. All that does is dam water up in these hollow walls, creates more pressure. It's going to seep out someplace else. Thirdly, okay. It sounds like in addition to the seepage problem, which is is going to continue to get worse. You may well have a structural problem. Cinder block walls are not very strong, and they can bow and settle and sink, which may be causing your floors rest on those floors, which may be causing that to sink as well. So the best thing, the nice thing is you can do one-stop shopping. Give us a call, 800-421-SEAL. We'll send out a consultant, a certified consultant, who can fully address and permanently address your water problems, and also look and identify if there is indeed a structural problem, and give you an engineered permanent solution to your structural problem as well, if you have one. So, you know, do yourself a favor. It's a free estimate, and let's get some information. Sound good?
How's that in twins?
Sounds great to me. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Hang tight. 312-981-7200. How many calls do you get that? Yeah, I got a little water, 18 inches. I mean, that to me sounds like not a healthy situation.
Yeah, people generally get inured to things, and they get used to it. Oh, it's a little bit, and it's a little bit more, or whatever. You know, I'm with you. Any water is too much water. Right. Should be no water, and water doesn't come in without a reason. We need to find out the reason. We need to permanently fix it, because it is erosive. It's going to get worse, and sometimes a water problem can exacerbate to the point where it turns into a structural problem as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Why don't you tease us with the structural problem that you want to talk about with Tom from Joliet that we have been talking about since we started the show before our phones blew up here. Yeah. And then after the break, we'll come back and talk about it in more detail.
Yeah, we had an interesting call. I think it was a week ago. A gentleman called from Joliet, Tom, and said his gas meter was askew, kind of settling into the ground at an angle. And he wanted to know, is that something you should call the gas meter company about, a gas company, or could it be a foundation problem? So it turned out it was a foundation problem, because the gas meter runs through the foundation wall, is a lot of times the electric meter, the water main, the sewer pipe does, and things like that. And when the wall sinks or settles, it brings those pipes down with them. So that's one of the clues. I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, the ground, you know, settled, or the gas pipe wasn't tight, or whatever. There's other reasons for that to happen, but a lot of times it is tied to the foundation. And so I've got a whole list of things I'd like to talk about.
Sure.
For people to look at symptoms of potential structural problems, just so they're aware of that.
And I want to share with our listeners the experience that I had with a young man who is the son of a listener who called us to do the show. Had cracks in the basement. All they needed to do was seal the crack. The last condition we needed to close was that the builder seal the crack. And we're going around and around. I'm like, forget about it. I'll just send out permit seal. I'll pay for it. Right? I'm just like back and forth a week or 2 weeks. I'm like, Roy, send somebody out there. I'll pay for it. The rest of the story after this break. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line. Sarah Andreas, Robin Andreas, and son Ed Krumbuszewski from Comment. MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
What more can I say? What's left to provide?
56 David, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
A little delay. 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPros call and text line. Roy Spencer is going to be talking about structural challenges, but I just want to finish the story real quick. Please. We were doing a loan for a young man, first-time home buyer. He was a union worker, worked the third shift, just starting out. He had the crummy shifts starting out on his job. Father listened to the show. Got the loan done. Loan was done. There were some cracks in the basement. Roy, how many, what percentage of concrete cracks?
100%.
100%.
It's the nature of concrete.
He's better than me.
He's better than you. Okay. So it's the nature of the product. So it cracked. And the appraiser said, hey, there are cracks in the basement. You have to get them, you know, show. We recommend that they get filled so there's no leakage, right? Fine. So we set it out there. Hey, builder, you know, realtors, we need this. We got to get these cracks filled. The builder who was selling the home refused to fill the cracks and show that he had a certified concrete foundation company apply the material. So I'm like, I'm tired of waiting back and forth. I call up Roy and his team. I'm like, just go out. You know, just send me the bill. We'll pay for it. Let's get the loan closed already, because we keep going around and around and around. Long story short, Roy goes out, sends out his guys. Laura Ann calls me up, his wife, and says, you want the good news or the bad news? I'm like, well, what's the good news? She's like, well, we could fill the cracks for like whatever, a couple $100, and you can close the loan. Bad news is the home's going to fall down because it's got major structural problems, and to cure the challenge, it's going to cost about $55,000. Mm-hmm. So here you have a builder, this knucklehead. All he had to do to get his money out was pay a foundation company money to fill a crack and show that it was paid. And now he knows that he's got structural problems. I had the whole bid from PermaSeal. I said, hey, you know, here's a $55,000 bid to tie the wall back. And you were telling me you'd have to excavate and then come in with pins and pull it back and reinforce this and everything else. And I told his father, I'm like, listen, you can do what you want, but unless you're going to get a $55,000, $60,000 credit, I wouldn't buy the house. I'd buy something else. The loan fell through. And thank God the kid went on, the young man went on and bought another home. And the father still thanks me today.
Well, thank God he didn't buy that property.
Thank God he didn't buy the property.
Right.
But how the heck, and all this knucklehead seller, this scumbag builder had to do, he was a builder, you know, he obviously built horrible product, was fill a crack, and he would have gotten his $240,000 and away he went. Now he's got a $50,000, $60,000 problem now, challenge that he's got to overcome. So what other telltale points are there that our listeners should keep an eye out for, that they have structural challenges in their home?
Well, first of all, David, thank you. And when you call a PermaSeal consultant, we are trained to recognize, you know, what's a normal shrinkage crack that just needs repaired and waterproofed versus one that has structural problems, because if you just repair that, waterproof it, it will re-crack and you'll have other problems and things. So there are differences. Not all cracks are the same. Most of them are just, you know, normal shrinkage cracks, and they can be repaired. But occasionally there is an underlying structural problem that needs to be addressed first. It's not always $55,000. Trust me, a lot of times it's a few thousand dollars or so. But it does. Everyone's different. But the point is, we're going to give you an honest assessment so everybody knows what the true value of the property is. So, like I say, we're right on the cusp of a structural season. This is when things come to light because we went through a dry period. The house sits on clay soil deep in the ground. The foundation sitting on clay soil. That clay soil got real dry. It actually shrank. The house actually dropped a little bit, and now it's getting wet again. The soil rises. The house is actually going to lift up a little bit, which is all good and normal, except when it doesn't unevenly. And so sometimes because a downspout wasn't extended or something, you know, this part of the house is coming up and the rest isn't, or this part dropped and the rest didn't. And that's a lot of times is what causes a structural problem when these things come to light. So I'm going to give you a list of things as a homeowner as you're looking around your house, because a lot of people have structural problems, they're not aware of it. And when by the time they find out the gas meter, you know, line is sheared, or the electrical line is sheared, or the sewer line, or the water line, or, excuse me, or floors or doors or won't open and things like that, that can cause more serious problems if you don't, you know, a stitch in time. So you really want to be aware of these things. So when you're looking around the outside of the house, if you see the gas meters askew, if you see sinkholes or sunken concrete, that could be a sign of water eroding underneath your foundation and causing potential problems. A lot of times there's caulking around the window that is large gaps. Not, you know, all caulking cracks and will wear out. But if you see a gap, you know, a quarter, half inch of gap of caulking, that's a pretty good sign there possibly is a structural problem. Sometimes the fireplace is actually leaning away. It's separated away from your house because of the weight of that fireplace has caused that structurally to settle, and that's pulling away. And that's a very dangerous thing that needs to be looked at. So if you see a gap between your brick fireplace and your house, you know, get some help there. If you have a brick home, it's pretty easy to see tuck pointing. It's not just tuck pointing gaps, but when you see step cracking go down in fairly large cracks, that's an easy way to tell there's probably the foundation is sinking. So
mortar at all. I mean, I've seen homes where there has, like, all the mortar in between the, it's called mortar, is that what it's called?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mortar between the bricks.
In between the bricks has completely been washed away.
And again, sometimes that's just, you know, wear and tear and old mortar and washed away, but sometimes it's a structural problem. So, again, I'm just giving you symptoms. And just because you have one of these things doesn't mean you necessarily have a structural problem, but it is something that needs to be addressed, and then we can determine for certain. Well, maybe you just need tuck pointing, or no, this is an underlying structural problem. So the same way, when you're inside the home, there's telltale signs of potential structural problems. When you're down in the basement and you see these cracks, oh, yeah, I've got some cracks. I'm going to repair them someday. Run your hand across it. If it's not smooth and even, in other words, the wall is on two different planes, that wall is probably pushing in, and it could be pushing in, it could be settling down. Either way, it's a structural problem. You know, a crack should all be on the same plane. It should be smooth when your hand, you run your hand across it. Or a crack in a basement floor, and one part of the floor is sinking than the other. That's not normal. Potential structural problems. Upstairs, if your floors are uneven and, you know, and things things are rolled, you drop something on your floor and it rolls across the floor. Your floor should be level. If it's not, again, the floor is resting on your foundation, potential structural problems. Gaps underneath your baseboard. I had a lady, she was mopping up her, and she didn't know she had a problem. So she kept mopping her floor, and all of a sudden the mop's going underneath the baseboard. Never happened before. And that's when we found out, oh, she has a structural problem. So tips like that, when you see new cracks, like I say, this fall, people are going to see some new cracks just radiating across their ceiling or their walls and things like that. New cracks shouldn't happen, okay, on an older home. So again, these are all telltale signs of a potential structural problem. Doors, windows, cabinet doors, things that don't open and shut normally. It's not just because of the humidity or something, but it's a problem. And sometimes it comes and goes with the season. But again, that could be an underlying structural problem. So don't just go out and buy new doors and windows because your windows are sticky. Let's have a look at it. And again, it's no cost to have someone come out, and we'll be quite honest with you, you do or you don't have a problem.
Phone number?
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
Hold that question for Roy because I got to hit a break at the bottom of the hour.
It's hard for me to do. Look,
I know
it's coming out.
It's very difficult. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. We'll be back after these messages.
Then that time I went.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Jack and Joni, we will get to you. We promise. Hang tight in there. Hang tight. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That phone number I gave you, it doubles as a text line. So 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. We had a texter earlier that had a question about, can you do concrete work at the bottom of the, it says here, my new home has no sidewalk at the end of my driveway, just has large stones. And she sent in, he or she sent in pictures of large stones. And these are, Joe, these are pretty large stones. Can Andreas, Robert Andreas and Sons, do something about it? I have a ditch parallel to the street. It's Andrew. Andrew sent it in. His name's on the bottom of the text. So Andrew sent in a picture. It looks like a street, obviously, with no sidewalks. Can you just put in a sidewalk, number one, without getting permission from your town or township?
No, we're going to need a permit. Okay. And it looks like, looking at this photo, it looks like it could be unincorporated. So we'll go to the county to get the permit to install a sidewalk. And I would also suggest installing a culvert drain in that drainage ditch underneath your driveway, extending 1 foot on each side of your driveway, 12-inch diameter drain pipe. Go underneath your driveway so you have proper drainage so that you don't have water retention near your sidewalk.
And I will tell you, we had a huge fight in Northbrook about 6 years ago about sidewalks and not sidewalks, because the east side of Northbrook is the older side of Northbrook, and they have their own way of doing things at the east side of Northbrook. And then the west side of Northbrook are the newer folks at Northbrook, and we like our sidewalks. So the people on the east side of Northbrook got very, very upset when a sidewalk ordinance was being put through, and there was an all uproar in Northbrook, and you can only imagine. And I'm like reading this going, are we kidding here? So some type of compromise came about, but you can't just put in a sidewalk without permits, and that's why you have to check with your local municipalities, and that's why I wanted to bring that up to our listeners. You can put a sidewalk in anywhere.
Absolutely. you can install any concrete on your property as long as you have as much green space left for drainage, but
that's called permeable and impermeable space, which I know all about. Because I had to put, my wife wanted a pool, and I've got a whole underground storage system, Roy, underneath my driveway. I had to put a new source system. Don't even ask. 312-981-7200. 312 has got a question. We had a sidewalk put in by Andreas at the end of June, and now we are looking to have our original cement floor replaced in the garage. When a jackhammer is used to remove the cement, is there any concern that we should have with the brick walls of our home falling down?
Well, Lori, we were at your home yesterday, my father and I, for your estimate for your garage floor. And what we determined is that if your brick garage walls are poured separately from your garage floor, I would assume that your garage was built, the bricks were built, and then the garage floor was poured second. So if it is poured that way, then we do not need to jackhammer that close to your wall for the excavation. If your brick walls are sitting on top of the garage floor, if the garage floor was poured first, then what we will do is we will saw cut around the perimeter of the garage and then excavate the floor.
And, but if it was done the other way, if it was done at the same time, it is a concern. Would it be a concern?
Yes. It wouldn't be a concern because we can control how much we're disturbing the garage walls by saw cutting.
Okay.
We'll saw cut first and then use the jackhammers to pull everything out so it's separated and you don't have to worry about your walls.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. Let's talk about your text question of the week was from Morgan in Lamont. Heard us on the show. Sent in a text to find out why fall is the best season to pour concrete, which you kind of addressed at the beginning of the show, but obviously Morgan wasn't listening during your explanation. So can you explain it again? In your opinion, in your professional, humble, third-generation opinion, what is the best season to pour concrete and why?
I believe it is going to be in the months of September, October, and early November. We pour concrete all the way up until December 1st or when it begins to reach a consistent temperature of 32 degrees. But the fall is the best time because the days are cooler, but they're still warm. You have cooler nights and there's lower humidity in the air. So that is going to allow the concrete to cure slower, creating longer, an extended durability of the overall slab.
Because you would think, Joe, that in the summer, I would think, because I know nothing about concrete, except that I walk on it.
Well,
every day.
Then maybe I should take this.
Okay.
So, Sarah, the reason that we trust you to pour our concrete is that you're always watching weather conditions. And so you know how to prep the base. You know how to time when you're going to pour and not going to pour. I wouldn't say this is the safest time for every company that doesn't have that experience.
Right, exactly. I know my father watches the weather probably 3 times before I even wake up at 5 a.m. every morning. So we are constantly checking the weather to make sure that there are optimal conditions for your pour.
Question, will you go out to Oak Forest?
Of course.
Will you go out to Huntley? That's a little west.
Just say no. When you say yes, you get yourself in trouble. I'm telling you.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay. And I'll read that one later. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Can you explain a little more detail before we hit a break? Because we're going to bring up Jack here, who's been waiting forever to ask a question about your 10% discount that you're offering our listeners this weekend.
Yes, definitely. Any listener who gives our office a call at 708-863-5735 between right now and midnight this evening to schedule an estimate will receive 10% off the price of your project. And I know everybody is looking towards the winter season coming now, but we have plenty of time and lots of room in our schedule to handle your project. So give us a call and we'll give you that 10% off and I will personally come out myself for your estimate.
And you do inside work throughout the entire winter?
Absolutely. For our commercial and industrial clients and even residential clients who would like a basement floor or garage floor, we can take care of that.
So all outside work, 32 degrees. And let's face it, the winter, it's been starting later and later and later. It's turning now. It's getting crummy. Listen, I'll take 60s through Thanksgiving, okay? But let's face it, once we hit Thanksgiving or Halloween, Joe, we talked about the last couple of shows, the weather could turn on a dime. I mean, again, I've been Halloweening in a Donald Duck outfit, and I look fantastic in it, sweating my rear end off. And I've been Halloweening with my kids, walking around, freezing my tchotchkes off when it's been like 20 degrees out. You know, they're running around. Let's go to the next house. I'm like, let's wrap it up, right? I'll buy you 4 bags, and I'll go to Target and load you up. I'm like, I'm freezing.
And I guess that's what I'm saying. Because of your experience, you can handle this unpredictability.
Absolutely. Right. We have the manpower, and we have the expertise to understand that Chicago weather is unpredictable.
It's going to change.
It's going to change, but we are, we've been in this business so long that we can adapt and overcome any difficulties we see with the weather.
I have to make one correction. Now that you're third generation, they have the man and women power, because she's actually out there.
You could say man now, it's universal, it means everything.
Okay, no.
Human.
You could say that. But I've seen videos that Sarah takes of her leveling and smoothing? What are you doing there?
I have been learning to finish concrete because being in this business, I want to learn everything from the bottom to the top. And finishing concrete has been a great experience, especially being a woman in this field. I'm the only girl out there in the crews, so I got a thick skin.
you've got to. 312. I'll leave that alone. Leave it alone, Joe. 312-981-7200.
I don't really say anything.
We're going to go to Jack out in Michigan. Jack, throw your question out there. You've been waiting on hold for a half hour. When we come back from the break, we'll answer your question. We'll answer John's question. We'll throw it over to Ed Krumbluszewski, Carrie Ed's segment, over to the beginning of the following hour, because I want to dive deep into energy efficiency. So, Jack, what's your question? Then we're going to hit a break. Go, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking the call. I have a daughter and son-in-law that want to build a new home. Now, the problem is they're looking for a financial institution that will help them. And that's another question is the land that they're building on is in Southern California.
Okay. So you need a construction loan in Southern California. I thought that was going to go in a completely different direction, Joe. I thought it was going to be how to build a home here in Chicago. But we could help you, Jack, in Michigan. So hang tight. John in Big Rock, Illinois. We're going to take you after the break as well. 312-981-7200. Linda in Chicago, concrete stair questions. And Ed Krumbluszewski, we're going to dive deep into energy efficiency questions and ways for you to save money on your energy bill. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we're going to take a quick break.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. One of my neighbors in Northbrook has a cracked stoop, Sarah, and I'm going to, he just called me. In Charlemagne, 1965 home, 65 to 68 was when the subdivision was built. In my old subdivision, I should say, no longer live there. But I used to walk the dogs all the time around the neighborhood. There's cracks all over the place because after 40 years, 56 to 60 years,
things crack,
Joe.
Right? Yes.
Just look at you. I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm just cracking up.
I'm just cracking up. 312-981-7200. So, Jack, you've got kids in Southern California looking to build a house, correct?
That is correct.
All right. How big of a home are they looking to build?
It'll be over just a little over $1 million.
Okay. I've got construction loan. I think, I don't know, Homesite has a division that does construction loans, and they do a great job. We just make the introduction, turn it over, and they handle everything. I don't know if they're doing $1 million construction loans. If we do them, I will introduce you to the professionals that handle that, because that is a completely specific type of loan that you need to be doing all the time.
Why, though? Because of the size?
No, because of the intricacies of permitting and working with the builders and getting and making sure everybody's approved. It just takes too long. We're a high-volume, low-margin shop,
okay.
And I'd rather be helping other listeners with their loans than being locked down for a half a day on a construction loan because I don't do them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's just like, here, I'll use Roy as an example. He's got a team that does the poly lifting, and he's got a team that does the basement flood protector, the basement defender, and he's got another team that does the structural work and the drain tile, right? So everybody's got their own specialty. Construction loans isn't my specialty, but I know enough people, Jack, to put your kids in the right hands to help them with the type of project they want to do, okay?
That's what we're looking for. The financial institution that they use right now does not do construction loans. The property, just a little bit insight on it, it's about 22 acres that they're going to build on.
Okay.
And they have just completed a vineyard and tasting room. So there's equity in the ground on the same land.
Okay. Well, I will take your name and number, call you on the way home from the show, and get you in touch with the right professionals that could help you help your kids with their project. Okay?
Super.
All right, buddy. Thanks for hanging out over a half hour. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. 312-981-7200. Joni in Big Rock, Illinois, you've got a question for Joe.
Correct. I have a fireplace, and we used to use it to for wood, and we had a wood-burning boiler in the basement. But now I'm thinking about putting in a gas log, and I wanted to know about the expense.
So, Joni, have you listened to the show when Lindemann Chimney was on here?
Last week when Mike was on?
No, I'm sorry. Right. I missed it. I just heard about it.
No, that's why you should tune in every week. But here, so Lindemann was here, and we talked about that very same thing. My son just converted his from a log burning to that straight gas, and they love it. It's cleaner, it's warmer, it's more efficient. And the straight up conversion, I believe they said it's like $2,000, $2,000.
I'm going to give you a number. Joni, you got a pen and a piece of paper, hon?
Okay, ready.
All right, you call Mike Bodart, Bodart. He was in here last weekend, seems like yesterday. He's the owner of Lindemann Chimney, 847. Quiet, we're giving a number for the log. Okay, 847-918-7994.
Do it again.
847-918-7994.
Thank you very much, and I do enjoy your program.
Well, we enjoy that you're listening.
Nice.
We're gonna put you on hold, send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. 312-981-7200. Linda, Chicago, concrete stair question.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I live in a Chicago bungalow. I've lived here 40 years, and my front steps are concrete, and they look absolutely awful. You can see all this rust at the edges of the steps, and I would like to know, is there something that can be done without me having them knocked down? Because right now I'm just not in a position for that expense. Can they do like an overcoat or something?
Absolutely, yeah. We can, if I come out and give you an estimate and take a look at it, I could do one of two things. First, I could possibly find you a product, a chemical to apply to remove any staining from your concrete. And then second, I could look into an overlay, a skim coat overlay, or an epoxy coating would be a great recommendation. Because it sounds like your stairs are in great structural shape. So if we just want to take care of the cosmetic end of things, we can do that.
Hey, Linda, can you take a picture on your phone and text it to us?
I'm sorry, I cannot do that. I have a flip phone that does not afford me that.
I understand. Sarah's dad
has a flip phone,
yes,
too.
My father has a flip phone.
Yeah.
But, Linda, why don't you call our office at 708-863-5735 and leave a message, and you'll get 10% off the cost of your project today, and I'll come out and take a look at your project.
Okay, Linda?
Okay, now this would be a free estimate, correct?
Always free for the last 60 years and beyond.
And I am in the city.
All right.
No problem.
North side, west side, south side. Where you at?
I'm at North Avenue and Austin Boulevard.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. I know exactly where that is. I could be there next week.
Great.
All right, Linda, hang tight, my friend. We'll get your information. Sarah will follow up after the show. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Ed Krumlishevsky has been sitting there for 2 hours. Patiently waiting.
I think he's enjoying the show, though. It looks like he's watching a movie almost.
He's had a pizza.
This is entertaining, I guess, for a Saturday.
He had an extra large pizza, a beef sandwich, and he's working on the pierogies right now. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to take a quick break. Actually, we have news, weather, traffic, and all the good stuff at the top of the hour. We'll be back after all that.
Want to talk to David about a mortgage? Call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Everybody here. Roy had to leave, so I just want to let everybody know that Mr. Spencer had a previous engagement. We have a bonus out.
Roy left the building.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn real quick. Sarah, if our listeners want to reach you, the name of your company?
We are Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and you could reach us at 708-863-5735 or go online to andreasconstruction.com.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home
Improvement.
Wait,
don't even push the button.
847-658-8989.
But here, if you all right, this is not working out. But you've got a lot of buttons. All right, but if you
have something to say,
send me a good question or a good picture. I will select you to get a mega hoodie.
Okay, so if you have a home improvement question,
it's got to be a good one though.
You've got to send Joe, upload a picture.
Yeah.
To 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Now we're going to throw it over to Ed
Prembushevsky,
and we're going to teach our listeners and educate our listeners and inform our listeners on how they could reduce their ComEd energy bill if they are in a ComEd service area, which most of the listening area within the Chicago area is. And this also applies to small, medium, and large businesses like our office, 2,500 square foot. One of my loan officers' wife is opened up her own dental practice in Park Ridge, and she already has, I connected them with Ed, and Ed and his team are going out there to do an energy assessment on her dental practice. So it could be a small office like we have, and we have 6-7 people in our office. It's a conference room, three offices and a couple of desks, 2 bathrooms and a sink. I mean, it's not like the most elaborate thing, but you guys came out not only to the Northbrook office, but also to our Chicago loft.
Chicago loft, and they changed all the light bulbs to one color. It changed the whole...
It was unbelievable.
It was amazing. It was like a brand new building. Yeah.
It was a hodgepodge
of
lighting, and we brought in the technical geniuses over at ComEd, and they came in and put in the uniform lighting, saved our electric bill 15-20%.
And your people's eyes.
Yeah, and our workers aren't going blind. So due to the pandemic, you know, the COVID kind of put a stop on the assessments because you have to let professionals in your homes. And a lot of people were very cautious about that and very standoffish, if you will, about that. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened with third-party service providers. Joe, you know, there was a drop-off for about 6 weeks in your industry. I'm sure Sarah's, Mike Bodart was in here last weekend. He had an initial drop-off of chimney inspections. So... But you guys at ComEd are back at it, right?
Correct, David. Yeah, so home energy assessments for residential customers were suspended. Now we offer customers in-person assessments like we always did in the past and virtual assessments. So if the customer is not comfortable with an energy advisor coming to their home, they could do a virtual assessment, and that'll be done via video chat. It takes about an hour. And then what will happen is the energy advisor will identify the opportunities through the video chat, send the products out to the customer's home, and provide instructions of how to install the products. That's the virtual option. The in-person option takes about an hour and a half. You have an energy advisor come to your home. It's basically an inspection. So and it's not an energy assessment, because an energy assessment would cost you upwards of $500, because then you're doing thermal imaging, you're measuring combustion analysis on your furnace. You know, there's a lot of technical stuff going on. But the beauty of the home energy assessment is it doesn't cost you any money. And customers save on average about $180 a year following a home energy assessment. Now, the savings is going to vary regarding how much equipment you have in your home, your hours of operation, how many people you have living there, the type of equipment. So it does vary, but we see about an average of about $180 a year savings.
But you're seeing since March. Okay, let's face it. You know, March 15, everybody's world changed. A lot of people started working from home.
Yeah.
You know, a lot more energy usage in the home because everybody's working out of the third bedroom. Joe, we've gotten a bunch of calls from the show of our listeners converting not only bedrooms but garages and adding onto their homes to build offices because more people, more of our listeners,
meaning it's working. They figured out how to work from home, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. And it's a lot less expensive travel, mm-hmm. but it's a lot more expensive because
dry cleaning.
Can I tell you? I saw our dry cleaner first time in 4 months. I picked up stuff from November. I swear to God, she's like, "Where you been?" I'm like, "I don't know. It's been a while, right?" She's like, "Been a while. I got a jacket you dropped off in November." I swear to God, I was looking for this Blackhawks jacket for the past like 8 months. I'm like, "Where the hell is it?" She's like, "It's been on my roller waiting for you to come pick up since flipping November." So what I'm saying is, And I know we got to take a break, and Sammy's going to drop the music. I want to come back, talk more about this. Not only one person's working from home, if a lot of the times both mom and dad, husband and wife are working for, or same-sex partner, whatever it is.
Well, now
both,
kids are going to school from home.
And I was just getting to that. Now you've got your kids in the basement, out in the patio, studying from home. So it's a whole new way, and this is very important for our listeners.
ComEd, you're seeing it, right?
We see an increase on residential accounts, yes. Energy usage went up.
And you're going to talk about more about that after the break, after we come back. So Sammy, drop the music. We're going to take a quick break here. If you've got any questions for our energy doctor, Ed Krembuszewski, how'd I do?
Awesome.
Did I do all right?
Yes,
Krembuszewski.
Krembuszewski. And again, they're delicious. Isn't there a special time? Isn't that like right around Good Friday, or is that Lent?
Yes, you eat Krembuszewskis.
Krembuszewski.
At Lent, or is it every Friday?
It's a Polish thing. I'd have to check with Grandma.
You got to check with Grandma. 312-981-72.
Babcia.
Okay, well, we'll go deeper into the Polish culture after this break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is the call and text line. We're here for about another, 40 minutes. Thanks for all the texts. We're going to get to them as well. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. Kids schooling, Ed. I know that we kept our kids home. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're homeschooling them, if you will. And I will tell you this, the Northbrook school system is doing a much better job after having an entire summer to plan for this. Listen, it was thrown on them in March. It was a disaster. Okay, it wasn't like the most ideal situation. And I compliment all the teachers out there and all the administrators. It was, listen, you got a pile of dung dropped into your soup in March, and you did the best job you can. But they really have done a really nice job over the summer prepping for this, and kudos to all the teachers and the administrators for it's a very challenging job to begin with, being a teacher. I don't know how they do it, but let alone have some kids in class and have kids, you know, some kids Zoom. So my hat's off to all of the teachers out there. But in our home, I'm living with my in-laws now, which is fantastic, for the next 60, 90 days until our home's done. You know, the price is right. I mean, let's face it, the schlep, it's a schlep, but it's all good. But we're putting a lot. I've got three girls, all in. I got two in high school, one in middle school. It's a typical family. That's putting a much greater load on the ComEd grid, because especially during the day, because the high schools and the grade schools are still operating on and using the same amount of power. And now you have all these houses consuming more power to keep up with the educational challenges they have out there.
Right, right. We've seen an increase on the residential side, but the thing about the high schools and all the schools, their lights aren't on, right? So there is a reduced load at the schools. They do have to air condition it still throughout the summer. They're going to have to heat them through the wintertime. So the drop may not be as much, but the increase on the residential side is substantial. Because just picture last year, you know, your house would be empty during the day. You know, this year you've got mom and dad home, the kids at home. And then coupled with that, in our service territory, the month of August in some areas was 10 degrees warmer than a year ago.
So the trifecta.
So yeah. You've got everything piling on top of each other. You know, you've got lights on throughout the house, computers plugged in. You know, so we want customers to take advantage of our assessments, of our home energy assessments, and also be cognizant of what they could do in the home to save energy. You know, anywhere you see lights that are left on, you know, turn them off. Only use task lighting for wherever you're studying, wherever you're working. You know, don't keep all the lights on. You want to be comfortable in the house, so obviously you want to keep the temperature at a comfortable set point. But make sure your air conditioning system is tuned up, too. ComEd offers incentives for having a technician come out and give your AC system a tune-up. You know, you want to make sure you're running it harder. It's just going to waste that much more energy if it's not tuned up.
Can I ask a question? So yes. If they call up Dykstra Home Services to go out and do a tune-up, ComEd will supplement that, or how does that work?
As long as they're one of our providers, one of our service providers, okay. And you can see them on the list on the website.
All right. Well, Rich will be calling in at 12:30. He'd be really happy or really upset you said that, but go ahead.
You started it.
I just wanted to bring it up, and I'm sure if he's not,
he gets
he'll
mad
find
at you every once in a while.
He gets mad at me, but it's a loving mad, if
it
you
is.
Know what I mean.
It's kind of like daddy.
Right. I didn't mean to cut you off, Ed.
No, it's fine. So, other things to keep in mind, you know, you're at home, it's a nice sunny day, dry your drapes, you know, because the sun coming in, it may be nice having natural sunlight, but it heats up your home, again, adds more load to your home.
I'll tell you another trick, you know, now that people are home, they're probably doing laundry during the day. I learned from you, I've done my laundry before I went to sleep, because I'm usually the first one to go to sleep at 9 o'clock. I throw a load of laundry in, and then when I get up in the morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, I throw it in the dryer. You taught me that because it's off-peak, and that saves a lot of money.
Correct. And you also, I mean, if you're going to run any equipment during the day that generates heat, you're better off doing it at night when you're sleeping, right? Because that adds load to your air conditioner as well. So there's a lot of things you can do. You know, your computers, make sure you turn them off when you're done using them. Utilize sleep mode on the computers so they're not running all night long. All of this stuff, not only does it consume electricity, but it adds heat to your home during the summertime, increases your air conditioning load. Having a home energy assessment, the technician that comes over, they'll identify any incandescent lamps that you have, and they'll replace them with LEDs. They'll provide you with...
Well, hang on right there. That's hundreds of dollars. Okay, remember
to replace bulbs?
Yeah, remember? Yes. I know, especially with the high efficiency bulb. I mean, those bulbs are $2, $3, $4 a pop. And remember Beth and Gary that were the Garys that used to be on the show, the Realtors. They bought their new home, had you guys out to do one of these assessments. They could not believe every single light bulb in their home was replaced by ComEd for no charge. And it saved them over $200 in just light bulbs alone.
Right, and it's incandescents and halogens. Those are the biggest energy-consuming lamps that you have. So if you're not going to do a home energy assessment, at least identify those lamps. Go to one of our distributors, our big box stores. You can purchase the lamps at the store at a discount as well. But the home energy assessments are free, so you might as well take advantage of it and go that route. And you can go online. You can go to comed.com/assessment, schedule your assessment. You get to choose if you want it virtually or in person, or you can call 855-433-2700.
Slow down. Say it again. Slower.
855-433-2700. 2700.
And the best part about it, it starts with an F, and it's the best four-letter word in the English language. It starts with an F. Go ahead. What's that word, Ed?
Free.
It's free. It's no charge. It is an opportunity for every listener within the ComEd service area to have their residential property have an assessment done for free to teach you and educate you and your family how to use less energy and how to reduce your energy bill, especially with more of our listeners in their homes, working from homes, and getting their kids taught from home. You could save hundreds of dollars a year just having ComEd come out. And if you call
855-433-2700.
855-433-2700 or online at
ComEd.com/assessment.
All right, we got Mary Jane on the Mary Jean. Sorry, Mary Jean. How are you, Mary Jean?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling from Schaumburg. How's Schaumburg today?
It's wonderful. It's just a little damp.
I understand. How can we help you in Schaumburg?
Okay, I'm in a townhome community. I'm in a coach home, which is one entrance for four homeowners.
Okay,
and I'm on the top floor. I'm planning to have painting done, and I'm concerned because the cracks on my walls have gotten bigger, and I noticed more of them throughout the house. I contacted the property manager and asked to send out a roofer to check before I paint. You know, I do not see any water damage. She did say, though, that the building is 25 years old and probably settling. My question is, after I paint it, is it going to continue cracking? And
Joe?
Is the house continue to be settling?
Well, I if
even
Joe,
my door to my unit, I can't even open it. I have to use two hands.
Oh, all right. So that's a great sign. Roy just talked about that earlier, right?
Well, it's a great sign that you've got major problems.
Well, what I'm saying is that Roy and his team would be glad to take a look at that for you. I don't understand. It's a condo building?
Is it a plant?
Yes. It's a townhome community where there's condos, coach homes, and regular homes.
And okay. Are you in a regular home or a coach home?
I'm in a coach home, which means an entrance with four people, four residents.
Gotcha.
I'm on the top floor.
Sure.
There's two on top, two on the bottom.
Right. I'm sure the building would share responsibility, but Roy's team would be glad to check that for you.
Hang on one second. Are all the properties classified as a condo or a planned unit development? It's a big difference. How is the property titled? Condo or planned unit development, or you don't know?
I really don't know, but okay. They're not all condos.
Okay, that's
they're
fine.
All individual, like, buildings.
Right, but you pay a monthly assessment, correct?
Yes, I do, yes.
Okay, so it's either a condo or a planned unit development, which is a major, major, major factor in determining who's going to pay for those costs to cure, because there's obviously a foundation problem. She clicked off two of the things that Roy said, cracks in the walls and can't open the doors.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary Jean, hang tight. We got Roy calling in at 11:30. We're going to take your name and number and get it over to Roy, and him and his team, his tribal members, will follow
Even
up.
When he's not here, he's here?
He's here, he's here, he's in a car. Modern technology.
That's amazing.
He has an Apple iPhone, which actually gets through. All right, we got a break here. 312-981-7200. This is the On Deck segment. We've got Roy Spencer calling in, Rich Dykstra, Dave Schluter, Stephen A. Leahy. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's what happens when you put Rich Dykstra on, and yeah, he's not ready to be on. And then he starts talking while they're playing Come On, Baby, Don't You Want to Go.
You're screwing with the wrong guy, I'm telling you right now.
Why? You think I'm afraid of Rich Dykstra?
You should be.
You should be afraid of Jen.
I'm afraid of Jen and Rich Dykstra. I heard that too. I chimed. There you go. Both of them are tag teaming me now. How are you, Mr. Dykstra?
I'm just fine. My boss is here with me, so be kind, okay?
I know. Jen Dykstra, the boss. I know. We already heard her chirping in the back. So how are you, Jen? You doing all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So, Rich Dykstra, you're going to be on next weekend. I'm going to be off next weekend, everybody. John
all
Hansen,
right.
he's doing backflips. you ever see a 75?
Be a good show, finally.
Yeah, I know. Finally. I have to deal with this Hochberg knucklehead. Forget about him. So John Hansen's going to be in. I'm going to be praying. It's Rosh Hashanah. A little culture quiz here. It's the beginning of the Jewish New Year next Saturday.
So I'll be able to know that by now from hanging out with you.
I know. You know it's a very holy day.
Very good.
So I will be off next Saturday. John Hansen will be filling in and hosting the show with Rich Dykstra Sr., Stephen A. Leahy, and David Schluter and MegaPros Joe, along with Gary Novell. And you're going to be talking about Beware of Furnace Fraud.
Yes, I am. This time of year, heating guys don't have a great reputation anyway, but this time of year, there's a lot of new contractors that all of a sudden appear. A lot of magnets on their trucks with a name. What you really have to be careful of is if a guy comes out to clean your furnace and tells you it's got a cracked heat exchanger, you need a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And here, let me give you a price right now. That's not a good sign.
Well, you had we had a caller, a texter in from last weekend show that had Nicor out, right? And said that an inspector, I took a picture. I sent you the information right away, and you called the gentleman that texted in, inspected it, and tell that story real quick.
Yeah, we went out on Tuesday and checked the furnace. It was rusty, but there was no crack in the heat exchanger, so we gave him a clean bill. They can run another winter.
There you go, and you saved the listener how much money?
The lowest quote they had was $6,200.
$6,200.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, and you are part of the ComEd energy efficiency program for certain zip codes, right?
Yes, we are. We're in for a ton of zip codes with them.
Okay.
Our home zip codes are the two I sent you: 60418 and 60445. But we're in probably, 50, Jen?
Yeah.
50 or 60 zips.
Right, can you bring those with you on next Saturday? I'm sure John would love to hear about those.
Or maybe you should bring Jen with you.
or just send Jen.
Yes.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, if our listeners want to reach you guys, how do they reach you?
1-800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeservices.com.
All right, I put you first because I'm not going to see you next weekend, Rich Dykstra.
I know. I appreciate that, David. I do.
And I'll stop out. We'll have a sandwich so you can at least see me this week because I know you won't see me next Saturday. Is that okay?
I know. I go through a David withdrawal. Sorry.
Goodbye. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Can you take Rich off of the lock status so I could get to our other callers? 312-981-7200. David Schluter, how are you, buddy?
On computer.
Okay. Hello? David, hi. You're live on the radio, Dave Schluter. That's good.
That's okay. I've been on hold, and I wanted to tell a story to all my people who are buying homes where they're using gift funds. Okay. That's my topic for today.
All right. You're just going to tease it and then go dive deeper into it next weekend. So what type of nugget do you want to leave our listeners with so they tune in next weekend to get the end of the rest of the story?
Yes. If you're buying a home and you're relying on gift funds, which is common, it can be a dad or a family member or even a stranger, what they do is they inject money into your down payment. And as you know, David, being a veteran loan officer, it's a very particular paper trail to make sure that it's actually the exact terms. Well, a client used a personal check from the dad to put in 3 days before closing, thinking they could turn around and wire that money to his closing. And we ended that deal. We have to do it next week now because the bankers will not wire against funds that were deposited with a personal check. They have to wait 10 days.
Unless it's with the same bank and you transfer it in the same bank, it takes a long time for checks to clear, out of system checks. Like if you go from Chase, if you take a Chase check deposit at Wintrust, or you take a Wells Fargo and deposit at Fifth Third, there's usually a 3-day hold on those funds. And people don't think about that when they're getting ready to close on a loan. They just think it's going to be, whammo, I'm putting $50,000 in Junior's account, and it's going to be ready. And that's what Dave's going to dive deeper into. And once again, Dave, since I'm not going to be on next Saturday, tremendous job handling my closing. I want to thank you and your team. Well done. You did a stellar bang-up job, and I just wanted to publicly thank you over these fine airways.
Dave, also for my friends.
Oh, and also Dave Schluter, and also a listener on my way home had a problem with his neighbor's fence, who's putting in a fence 8 feet on his property, and he's like, hey, I've got a problem. What should I do? Call Dave Schluter. So thanks for all that, Dave, and you'll be in next weekend, right, buddy?
You are welcome. I'll see you Saturday morning.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach you. Okay, there it goes, Dave.
635-5300, 35 years of helping people.
And he's the best. Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend, buddy. 312-981-7200. We're going to Stephen A. Leahy, the tax man, the radio tax man. How are you, Mr. Leahy?
I'm just great, David. Thanks for having me on this on-deck segment.
No problem. I swear to God, he sounds like Lou Rawls, doesn't he? He sounds like Lou.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. And you know he's sitting in his home with his hat on,
Lady Lou,
with a white shirt and a tie to do this.
I always wear the tie, David, to do this, and a fedora.
To do this call and say, you're going to be talking about using the Board of Appeals, the Board of Tax Appeals to appeal your property taxes.
Correct. What happens is that you have two bites at the apple because you can appeal to the assessor's office. And there's a certain date certain that you have to file those appeals. But after that date, then you can apply to the Board of Review. And so that's what I'm going to talk about how to get it in a Board of Review. There's lots of people that can help you with the assessor, but only attorneys or yourself can help you in the Board of Review.
And how great is it what Maria Pappas is doing down in Cook County with the rapid refund, if you will, of double payment of property taxes?
That's awesome, and that Maria Pappas can talk a mile a minute. She's great.
I know. That's why I back her up against a break. All right, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Bowl over to David.
312-664-6649.
That's why I just turned the damn show over to her. I've got an opening for her now. I mean, for the love of God, she liked, and she did that all in one breath, which was amazing.
But there wouldn't be anybody else needed in the whole studio.
I know. Right. Joe's like, you know, she should fill in, you know, for you next week, and I'm like, nobody will be able to talk.
Nobody else will talk.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach you, Stevie, what's the number, buddy?
Okay. Go first if you want to get if you're thinking about a tax appeal. Go to WGNTaxman.com. WGNTaxman.com, because you'll get a free report about how this all works. Or you can call me at 312-664-6649.
And this is a little special, shout out for Stephen A. Leahy. Hit it, Sammy. I just want you to hear the comparison. Hang on, wait for it. This is Stephen A. Leahy impersonating Lou Rawls. Hang on, wait for it.
You'll never know.
And wait for it. It's one of the greatest songs of all time. Hang on. Ready? Well, Sammy, can we maybe cut it next time so we don't sit here for like 40? This is the greatest opening of this song ever. I was like, maybe he'd cut the opening and get to Lady Love. Sarah, have you ever heard this song?
No.
Oh, my God.
I can do it.
You've never heard this song?
No.
Okay, wait. It's coming up eventually. Here we go.
You'll never find
Stephen A. Leahy.
As long as you
tell me that doesn't sound like Stephen A. Leahy.
When I had that cold that time, it was even better.
Right,
so,
right. He had strep throat and he couldn't tell the difference. All right, goodbye, Steve. Talk to you later.
Thanks, David.
312-9170. Anytime I get to bust Stephen A. Leahy's chops, I do. Roy Spencer on his car, heading someplace to an important meeting. We got an email as soon as you leave, Roy, of course. So I want to get the information out and have you answer it. We have PermaSeal coming out in 2 weeks for an estimate. Heard Roy on the show a couple of weeks ago. In the meantime, a friend has been very complimentary about PermaSeal's work. So there you go, Roy. That's a good entry to the email. Two questions for Roy. We've received estimates from two other companies, or some other companies, sorry. Some are based on installing Helico piers, and others use resistance piers. Is one better than the other, and which one does PermaSeal use? Second question, how late in the fall does PermaSeal do foundation work? Roy Spencer.
Thanks, David. And, timing's everything. Just on the way to the airport, so it's good. Actually, we both are good, but depends on the situation. So we install both. Situation specific. So, again, the best thing is to get that third estimate and get it from PermaSeal because there are differences. Even if we're doing the helical piers or the push resistant piers, generally, if it's a lightweight structure, a lighter home, we would use the helical piers. Heavier homes, you'd use the resistant piers. But that's just a general guideline. We really need to look at what's accessible and inside or out. Piers can be installed inside or outside the home, and need to look at the weight of the structure and what the problem is. So that's why I say our consultants are very well trained, and we have the capacity to do either one. We also have a price assurance guarantee, so we really appreciate them waiting for our estimate and waiting for our consultant to get out there, and we'll make sure it's worth their while to get it done by the best in the industry. The good news is we can do piering year-round. Piers are actually installed at the very bottom of the foundation, whether we do them inside or outside, and down deep in the ground. The earth is 55 degrees all year-round, so we can dig down and put in piers year-round. So there's no urgency in that sense about getting the work done.
All right, well, have a great trip. Send my best to your better half, Laura Ann, and we'll see you when you get back. 312-981-7200 is the text and phone line. We've got about 12 minutes left. We have a special tribute at the end of the show for all the men and women who died in 9/11. It was yesterday. I was born in New York, so I've got relatives in New York, and that was a very scary day for our entire country. And I just wanted to do a little something special for the memory of all the men and women who lost their lives during 9/11, 19 years ago, if you could believe it. After these messages, we'll be back. 312-981-7200. Okay, so we're going to do a speed round here because I got a little special tribute to the men and women who perished in the 9/11. Also, the men and women, all the first responders who put their lives on the line to help save all of the men and women that were in trouble on 9/11 due to the attack. 708 Sarah. Sally from Justice. I would like to get my driveway done, but worry that it's now too late in the season. Should I wait until spring? I am just worried that it won't get done before it gets too cold.
Okay, so Sally, call our office right now, 708-863-5735. We'll schedule you for an estimate this upcoming week with myself. And then once you sign the contract and return that to us, we're looking at about 2 to 3 weeks out. Okay. So you have plenty of time, Sally.
Plenty of time. It's not going to get to 32 in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
Okay, right. Ed, for you, 815. Good afternoon, David. What service do we need in order to get the light bulbs replaced, please?
So that would be a home energy assessment, and they could go to comed.com/assessment and schedule either their virtual or in-person assessment, or they could call 855-433-2700.
And how long does an energy, from 630, how long does a typical energy assessment take of a person's home?
Typically about 90 minutes.
That's it?
Correct.
90 minutes to save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars a year.
About $180 on average per year, correct.
Okay. Joe, a texter from the 847 sent in pictures. Hi, Joe and Dave. Love listening to the whole gang on Home Sweet Home Chicago Saturdays mornings. Thank you very much for listening. These are pictures of my laundry room, which look a little gnarly, Joe. Can you replace old double concrete sinks and fix my stucco yellow walls that are losing the stucco? Kathleen.
Yes, Kathleen, to both of those. You've seen those concrete sinks,
sure,
right?
I have.
Oh, all right,
yeah.
So
old school.
Yeah, we smash them up. We haul them out of there. And there's a lot of choices for those laundry room sinks now, so that's not a problem. Your stucco walls, we can patch those. A bigger question is why it's happening.
Right, that's a bigger question.
Once we get in there and we start peeling it back a little bit, you know, all the loose stuff, maybe we would need perm seal in there, or maybe not.
Okay.
We could figure it out when we see it.
All right. If our listeners want to reach you, Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son, third generation, one of the few women in the concrete industry to get a free estimate for the past 60 plus years. That's always been free. And to get a 10% discount on the work, if they call this weekend, how should they contact you guys?
You can give us a call at 708-863-5735, or you can contact us via our website, andreasconstruction.com.
Ed Krembuszewski, if our listeners want to reach out to ComEd to get a free energy assessment, how do they do it?
ComEd.com/assessment or 855-433-2700.
MegaPros, Joe. MegaPros Home Improvements.
Yeah, MegaPros.com is the easiest way to get Mega now.
And?
847-658-8989.
Yes, and also upload pictures at MegaPros.
Yes, you can.
MegaProsHelp.com? Or is it just MegaPros.com?
MegaPros.com. You can accept pictures.
Okay. So go to the website, upload pictures. We're going to play a special tribute to all the men and women who lost their lives during 9/11. Special shout out to the first responders. When the bell went off, they got in their cars, they got in their trucks, they got in their vans, they got in their, even if they were off duty, they ran to the towers. My uncle was a bond trader at one of the bond companies there. I was working out. I remember where I was. I got out of the gym. I saw a plane go in. If you're from New York, you understand a lot of buildings. Every once in a while, Cessna, a guy has, you know, the pilot has a grabber, smashes into a building. You don't think anything of it. All of a sudden, I'm watching the TV like everybody else, and then you see a jet roll in there. The first thing I did, I'm like, where's Uncle Jeff? So, and I'm in Chicago. Chicago was a ghost town. Everybody that got off the trains got back on and bugged out. We had fighter jets flying above. It was a ghost town, and it was a very scary time. So this is for the men and women who did not make it and perished in 9/11. We are all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter. Our fellow brothers and sisters died that day, and this is for them.